It's Wednesday, the 30th of March, 8 a.m. Another grey, overcast morning, though there seems to be bright patches. So maybe it's going to clear, and maybe it's not going to. Yesterday was a funny day, weather-wise. And by the afternoon, we had one massive hailstorm. Massive hailstorm. Lasted quite a while as well. Crazy weather. Hail in this country, because I know that one of my friends, at least over there in America, Lee, their hail is different from our hail, I believe. Our hail is tiny pellets of frozen rain. Well, no, that's not true. They are circular pellets of frozen rain that can be any size. We don't get the great big ones that they get in those hailstorms in the States or other places. Like ours is about the biggest I've ever seen, is about the size of a bull. And then you've got to explain what a bull is. Yeah, no matter. So, massive storm, hailstorm. Probably an offshoot of Storm Katie, which we didn't actually get. Storm. I was listening to the weather forecaster the other day there, when they were showing how Katie was going to come in. Storm Katie was coming into the south west of England, Devon, Cornwall, sweeping across there. And he mentioned Storm Katie. And then he said, but it really isn't going to be storm conditions. And yeah, that's right, that's how I felt. So why are you calling it a storm then? Because it's fashionable. Right, that's me in my cynical mode now. No, that would be a bit like, you know, they got hurricanes over in the States and places. Here comes Hurricane Xanadu, but actually it's not really a hurricane. Yeah. Anyway. Decent sleep last night. In and out, in and out, in and out. Deep sleep, light sleep, wake. Deep sleep, light sleep, wake. Or actually, it goes the opposite way. It goes deep sleep. No, it goes awake. Awake, light sleep, deep sleep, light sleep. Awake, light sleep, deep sleep. Yeah, you got the pattern. Yeah. Up and down, roller coaster style. I'm actually feeling okay this morning. It's quite a nice fresh morning. Fresh. And so very earthy. I've got dafts. I've got dafts out. But the problem with those is it's the tall dafts. And the hail has bent them all over. Will they recover? Yeah, I think so. Maybe get back onto their feet again, because there's not that many flowers out, so maybe. That's why I like the small daffs and narcissi, cissuses. I like the wee tete-a-tetes and all those kind of things, because they don't suffer from the vagaries of weather, strong winds, rain or hail. They're sturdy wee buggers. Can't see anything else, although the garden is definitely leaping into action. Call to arms. And I still haven't moved that tree. Doubt it'll be moved now. It can stay for another season. Not worried. It's not high on the agenda. I'm talking about things on the agenda, I mean, it's My agenda just keeps growing. In fact, I spoke about the list of things that we've got on the agenda for this year to get done. Hopefully get done, that is. I spoke about that a while ago, how long the list was. And thinking about that now, I've done a job that wasn't even on the list. That papering the cupboard the other day, that wasn't even on the list, that wasn't even on the plans or the agenda. That just came to me in a flash to paper it. So I actually did something that took time away from the agenda proper. Does it matter? No, in fact it was worth the effort, because every time you open that cover now, it's so bright and cheery. I've got automatic lights in there. In fact, all my covers have got automatic lights. Listen to that. So when you open the door, it's just, wow, so bright and clean looking. You know, covers get messy, sometimes grubby. But like our minds. Messed up and grubby. The spring clean. Redecoration of the nodules. Yeah, that'd be great, wouldn't be that fantastic, you know, if you just a couple of electrodes put to either side of you, either temple. And a magic pulse is sent through and it resets. It resets all the messed up and grubby nodules. A bit like, you know, defragging, rebooting, you know. All your memories are still there, and who you are, what you are, is still there, but just all those messed up stuff, you know, that's all cool. Wow, oof, yeah, yeah. Thinking sharp this morning. Oh, look at me. It'll come, if I've thought about it, it'll come. Yes. Got a bit of sore back this morning. I've had niggles with my back for quite a good number of days now. Not saying it's there all the time, but it's certainly there quite a bit at certain times. So I don't know it now. I do not know what I've done. And it could be, wait, I'm suffering a wee bit like dear Sarah. Who's that, Sarah? Trying to lose weight and hitting the brick wall. I've trying to lose a few pounds recently. Getting back on the bike has been great, but we've got new scales, new digital scales that are there. That there's you know, your body composition and all that kind of stuff. I haven't read it all yet, so I'm just weighing myself, and my wife's just weighing herself. And we had a good old reliable analogue scales for years. Good quality ones, but that's what we always used. So I stood on these digital scales yesterday morning. And I looked down and I, oh God, that can't be right. This thing needs reset. Because it showed I was 10 stone 10, and last week I was actually 10 stone 7, and I've been watching what I've been eating, and I've been exercising, and drinking loads of water, and yes, so So I thought, okay, these skills are useless. So this morning I stood in the scales and they said it was two days ago, 10 to 10, 150 pounds in other words. Yesterday I stood and I was 151. I thought, no, this is having a laugh here. This morning I stood on 151.8. But my wife's weight has went back to her normal and she's been watching her weight. So it can't be a sexist city scales. Knows it's a woman and tells the woman that your weight's down, even when it's not, just to cheer her up, cheer the woman up, but tell the men that they're getting fat. So this morning, once I find out where she's put them, I'm going to dig out the analog scales and get on those, and if those tell me the same, I'm stuck in the rut like Sarah. Brothers in arms. But if I am overweight again, if I am putting weight on instead of taking it off, I'm going to blame those scales, because you've got to blame someone, haven't you? It's not me, it's nothing to do with me. Nope, not me. It's the scales, it's the weather. Oh, there's high pressure today, so that, yeah. I wonder what if someone's compiled a list of excuses for your weight not going down, or even worse, going up when it should be going down. Yes.